This is Des Cadet with our first ever blast off with Des Cadet. Here in studio, I have...
We're blasting off right now?
We're blasting off. Well, clearly, with the bottle of Jameson and all. I have Backseat Bingo in studio.
Most of Backseat Bingo.
Most of... Well, good chunk of them.
Good chunk, yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Not a majority.
Good.
I'm good. Pretty good.
We're getting good. We have a big bottle of Jameson.
Yeah, it just seemed like the right economic decision to make.
You know, I feel so silly because I brought beer and I was like, oh yeah, I have a little six pack. I'm so cute. I'm so cute. But but it's not Jameson. So
yeah,
which ones?
I'm just trying to get Bob to help me drink it.
Drink it, Bob.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, someone call in and tell Bob to drink up.
Yes, please call in. Our number is somewhere around here.
We only have like three people, maybe four people here. So
our number is 1-800-893-9562. Please call in.
It's written all over the room. It's written over here anyway. Yeah, so we don't have like a really deep conversational well to draw from. So any outside help is going to really be appreciated.
Oh, we've got a deep well to draw
we
from.
We have a deep well to draw
from.
Well, you know, I like to lower their expectations first. And then really just kick them in the face. So this is the first show ever.
First show ever.
I didn't know that.
You guys are special.
I thought that I was.
This is your first show?
First show ever.
Oh.
I just thought I was out of the loop, to be honest.
I thought you've been doing it for a little while. Too.
No, I'm coming guested on, I think, Hot Box.
You've been here every time I've been here.
And Pinata Hour back in the day. So I've been here a couple times. But
This is the Pinata Hour slot, isn't it?
I think
can
it
we talk about that?
I don't know. Is it?
This is where we were, right, Mitch?
Yeah.
When we went, Lee.
Yeah, that was Pinata Hour.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this isn't Pinata Hour.
This is not Pinata Hour.
This is Blast Off with Des Cadet, goddammit.
Des Cadet.
And our number is 1-800-893-9562. Please call in.
Not that we're desperate.
We're totally desperate. Get used to it.
For attention.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So let's talk.
Let's talk.
You guys are playing the Redwood this Saturday.
Yes.
With who?
Mike Watt.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is it actually happening this time?
Yes.
I'm not going to say yes or no, but I'm just going to wait and see. We'll show up.
He's not going to get thrilled until about noon on Saturday.
I've just had my hopes dashed so many times that, you know.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, we've attempted to get Mike Watt and Backseat Bingo on the same bill for probably over a good portion of 2012.
Yeah, I think we started
in spring. I don't know what else we did.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And every single time, somehow, some way, Mr. Watt has very, very respectfully backed out. So this time around, we had to make it happen. And it's going to happen, goddammit. Or else I'm going to break his fucking legs.
Whoa.
I mean it, Mike.
You heard it here.
I'm going to break your goddamn legs.
You know, I've been looking for like someone good to start a rivalry with.
Mike Watt seems the perfect fucking...
I don't know. He might be too nice.
I don't know.
I don't know yet.
Let's make him mean.
Maybe we can.
I think we can.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, maybe that's what would make a really good rivalry. It'd be like a challenge, you know? Something you have to work at.
Mike Watt. Pissing off Mike Watt.
Yeah.
I once told off Bill Murray.
Really?
He didn't say anything back to me. I was at South by Southwest with Bastidas. And
you told off Bill Murray.
I don't think I'd be able to do that. We were really drunk. I don't know if you guys have ever been to South by Southwest.
That's how you did that.
Have you been to South by Southwest before?
No.
We got to make that happen. But South by basically is this giant clusterfuck of shows all over Austin, Texas.
I kind of know what it is. I've never been to it.
But actually going there, it's more of like a drinking clusterfuck. So there's cheap booze everywhere. Like tall cans are $2. You know, it's wonderful to step away from LA and go to that.
Giant debauch.
So we're all there and we're all drinking and we're at Red 7 and I think No Age had just played and me and Henry had snuck backstage and we found everyone again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all by the bathroom and we're all about to leave. And Henry and one of our other buddies, I forgot his name, came out running. They're like, oh my God, Bill Murray's in the bathroom. Bill Murray's in the bathroom. And I'm like, really? And I was like, cool. So Bill fucking Murray comes out with his white hair in all its glory.
I thought you were going to say you like went into the bathroom to find him.
I almost did.
You should have.
But I didn't.
That would have been a way better story.
I didn't. And Bill Murray comes out and you know, we're like, oh my God, Bill Murray. And we're just like fucking totally being fangirls and boys all over him. We could not fucking help it. And I have, you know, my press pass on my camera. I'm like, hey, can I take a picture? And he's like, no. And he fucking starts walking off.
Oh man.
Only to take a picture with these two twins who had really big boobs and blonde hair. So me, being the drunk asshole I am, was like, oh yeah. And I'm like, well, here's your picture, motherfucker. And I just start taking pictures of the back of his head. Yeah, I had all these pictures of the back of Bill Murray's head. And
we need to see some of those pictures.
I have, they're somewhere. I'll find them.
Did he react to that?
He kind of was just like, he looked back a little and he just kind of kept focusing. I think his agent was with him and he was trying to shoo him out. And I was like, fuck you, Bill Murray, you're a fucking asshole. And I flipped him off and kept snapping away my camera. And he just throws up a hand and waves a little bit.
Like,
and
Bill Murray, it seems like he'd be such a cool guy.
I've heard he does such cool shit at South By that he'll go up to someone and like close their eyes and say, guess who? And when they turn around, he'll say,
I think that's a
no
myth.
One will ever believe you. And he walks away.
That's a myth.
No, I've heard it actually happen.
I don't believe it.
I haven't heard it from anyone who I personally know, but I believe it actually happens. I think Bill Murray's that kind of guy.
Well, I'm one of the ones that won't believe it. Hmm. Someone has to not believe it, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be true.
Meh.
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 Well, I've never met Bill Murray, but the only thing I know is somebody told me that pretty much the same thing, kind of like what you said, that he came off as an asshole when they met him.
I was so excited. I loved Lost in Translation and Ghostbusters. Cool. And, you know, I was just really disappointed that I asked you to take a picture with us.
Yeah.
And you won't take a picture with three kids, but you'll go and take a picture with two pairs of tits. And it's like, what the fuck, Bill Murray?
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So, fuck Bill Murray.
Wow. I would, if I meet him, I'm going to try and get him to, like, set the voicemail message. I was just thinking, I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day, actually specifically Bill Murray. It's like, man, I hope someday I meet Bill Murray and I can get him to set my answering machine on my phone. Like, hello, this is Bill Murray. Reach Mitchell Sheldon. Like, wouldn't that be great to have Bill Murray be your secretary for like the rest of your life?
That would be amazing.
I would never be able to get like a different cell phone or like change my service or anything.
Didn't Bill Murray do something in the summertime?
He did
like a tour.
It was a tour.
A house party tour.
Yeah, house party tour. And you had to like have a sign on your house or whatever. Yes. I heard about that.
I thought that was amazing. I think it was through Texas around South By time. So I heard he just goes and parties and has fun. It's been...
As he should.
Yeah. I mean, really no one gets any work done in South By Southwest. I went out there for work and I kind of skated by a little bit with whatever I was doing, but...
What work are you supposed to? Were you supposed to?
I was out there scouting bands for this website called Mazooka.
Oh right, right.
Oh,
which has launched now. I'm really hoping that you guys joined it when I told you.
No. I think I signed up for it, but then I never went back. I haven't been back to it since.
Well, you should go back and check it out.
I remember you mentioning that.
Mazooka.com. It's a great new social media interaction kind of site that pairs artists with producers and big name producers at that. I think
you know, if we're gonna talk about this, they're gonna have to cut me a check right now.
Shut up. What's that, Jameson? Drink the Jameson. Shut up, Rachel. Cut me a check.
My endorsements don't come cheap.
Except
for Jameson Irish whiskey.
Oh, Jameson Irish whiskey, which we love.
You
can send us a couple crates to either Skid Row Studios.
I hope they hear this.
Send them
to my house, actually. Don't send them to Skid Row Studios. I'll make sure they get some.
Thanks. Looking forward to that.
Here, you drink some now. There you go. goes down smooth.
So Hotbox is the smoking show. This must be the drinking show, I guess. Looking like.
When is Hotbox? I came to the wrong show.
I think that's on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I think that was
last night.
I think so.
Good times.
I'm telling you, Jeremy, you got to get like an industrial grade air filter in here.
Yeah, that would be nice, actually.
Yeah.
And then I can just start growing pot here.
Yeah.
There we go. That's dual use.
That's called diversifying.
Right.
I think.
So let's talk about the Spike Watt show. We have Muertones on the bill.
Yes.
We have you guys.
Bodegas.
Have you guys seen them before?
Actually, I haven't. Have you?
I saw them. I mean, obviously, I saw them Muertones when we played.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday. They were cool.
Played with them at the Redwood.
They were here last night.
Oh, they were?
And they were here last night, coincidentally.
No shit, man.
Oh, they were on the Hotbox.
Mm-hmm.
Bodegas was in our studio when we were over at my apartment.
Nice.
Yeah,
So they have a kind of a history of showing up before us.
Yes. We just need to get Mike Watt and then... It's all complete.
Yeah.
It'll all come together.
I was so glad to hear he was going to be opening for us at the show.
Yes. He's opening for Backseat Bingo. Mike Watt is opening for Backseat Bingo.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is honored to have that honor.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I can't wait to see what kind of Backseat Bingo song he does as tribute.
Yeah, well, we issued that challenge to him a while back. Still haven't heard anything, so we'll see. He's probably just working on it.
You have to make it public. You have to make it like a big thing. You have to get Facebook people to like it.
Facebook.
There you go.
That's the trick. That's what we've been lacking, man.
Yeah.
Facebook guilt people into doing everything.
Yeah, maybe we could do it for charity, because that's another good way to
Facebook
guilt
skills
people.
A little bit.
Charity. I'm always guilted by those sad, tortured puppy commercials.
Maybe that's it. We need a tortured puppy commercial.
We need to torture a puppy and then put them on a commercial.
Well, probably not us torturing the puppy. But
no,
we could find someone to do it.
Not us, but...
those were air quotes for all of you in radio land.
Yes. Mysterious air quotes.
I know they don't translate well.
we're going to do that. We're going to torture puppies and make Mike Watt do a Backseat Bingo song. I think that's the only way to get Mike Watt to do a Backseat Bingo song is probably to torture
a really
some puppies.
Logical. This is like very well
we're brainstorming right here. Making
we're
shit happen.
We're literally having a brainstorm right now. There's a brainstorm in this room.
Oh, man. This is fun. This is what happens when we bring Jameson into the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you.
Don't give up the responsibility like that. Hey,
but I want to.
Hey,
that
Mr.
way.
Lee just texted me that he's downtown. Should we have him come over?
Yeah.
Wait, can we call him on the radio, Jeremy?
Do it.
Sure.
Mr.
All right,
Lee.
Let's call him. He has no idea I'm going to do this. Just that's what friends are for. I think I did this last time. I think
do you want to give me his number so I can call from here?
Yeah, should I just say it on the radio for everyone?
probably not.
Maybe you should go up and put your phone to the screen while Bob and I talk about things. So Bob.
Yes.
Last time you guys played Redwood. Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, I book Redwood sometimes, and sometimes I bartend, and sometimes I do door. I'm kind of all over the place there. But yeah, Redwood's my place. So you guys played Redwood.
Yes, in December.
Yes, and that was very fun. I remember
with Sylvia Jankosa.
That was my birthday show.
That was Mitch's birthday.
I think you guys are missing the most important detail.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mitch. It's all about Mitch.
The show was pretty much about me. It was good. I don't remember it. I don't remember it super well.
Did those headphones fit?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just making sure.
They look great. What are you talking about?
I just wanted to make sure they fit because, you know.
I know. They fit so good. Probably better than yours.
Shut up.
So is that call ready?
I hear something.
I'm trying to get through to him.
He might not pick up.
Did he just text you?
There he is. He's on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Lee.
Lee.
Hey, what's up?
You're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, you're on, well, not really the air so much.
Hello, Los Angeles.
You're on the internet. You're talking to the whole world right now.
Oh. Hello, world.
Yeah.
Say hi to Mom.
He's handling this really well. I wonder how other people would handle this.
Koreatown, LA.
What's that?
Coming to you from Koreatown, LA. Hello.
How's the weather out there in Koreatown?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How's the weather out there in Koreatown right now?
It's very cold right now. It feels like...
It's not raining cats and dogs?
Cold. It's not really cat and dogs right now, but it's almost there.
This is riveting.
Cats and dogs right.
My God. Are you downtown now?
I will be shortly.
You should come by, man. You should stop in.
You should stop into the radio station.
Party, guys.
I just wanted you to come over, so I figured I could call you on the radio and we could just all talk to you about it.
Dude, that is so awesome.
Yeah. I don't know why they even let me in here, man.
I don't know either.
I'll text you the address if I can figure it out. All right.
Okay.
Is it like 643 or something?
Should we call Max now?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. You should call Max.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are missing a member of Backseat Bingo right now.
Maxwell Perry.
It's amazing radio. This is real radio.
I doubt he's listening.
Oh, man.
If he is listening.
You think so?
Max, if you're listening, call 800-893-9562.
Do it.
Actually, for that matter, if anyone's listening, you should call that number.
Do it.
We want to hear what's on your mind. We want to hear what's bothering you tonight.
We want to hear your issues.
We want to hear you spout off your viewpoints.
Well, that's what the show is all about. It's blast off. We could talk pretty much about anything. We don't need to stick to music.
Well, blast off.
Let's talk about downtown.
Are you still on, Lee?
Downtown.
Yeah, let's talk about.
He's still on.
Lee's still here. Sorry.
That's great. It's fine. He's part of the. He's part of the conversation.
I want to hang up. I don't know.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not running things here.
Make sure you all call in.
We have no rules here. There are no rules.
I don't know. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
I'm going to text you. Mr. Lee's going to be here live with us very shortly.
Coming to you soon.
Yeah. Coming to 7th and Olive.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. Later, man.
Later.
So Lee is in Koreatown. Let's talk about downtown.
Yeah. Downtown.
What are your favorite spots downtown for drinking?
For drinking?
For hanging out, for eating, whatever.
Well, I pretty much just drink at the Down and Out, honestly. There in like Redwood.
Because Mitch works at the Down and Out.
Yeah, I do. I contract there. I'm on contract, yeah. Sometimes I do some work too. But.
So if anyone needs any kind of recording done or sound work done, please hit up Mitch.
Yeah, I'm Sheldon.
I do that.
He's on Facebook and all.
I'm on Facebook. You can add me.
He's famous.
I'll probably deny you though because it's just kind of hard.
That's just who he is.
Trying to develop some mystique over there. Probably going to cap it at like 800 friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
I lost track of how many friends
I want to keep some kind of exclusivity.
There was one point where I was just like, who the fuck are all you people? How do I have like 1,100 something? I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It gets weird. I'll you start seeing updates on people's life that like you've never heard of.
Yeah. It's really weird.
There's people I met like once or twice that have been on my Facebook for 5 years or something.
Yeah, there's people I just
acquaintances.
Just because I don't want to delete them because we're still supposed to do that like nun bar hopping thing or something. You know, it's just Christy Ryan, goddammit. So, yeah, you know, it's fun.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyways, she'll understand. This is for her.
Christy Ryan.
Is
that your Facebook friend?
She's my Facebook friend. I met her once.
Pull up her profile. Let's check it out.
I met her once at Mr. T's Bowl. And we talked about how her iPod
is that
froze.
Too weird?
Yes, it is. Extremely weird. We talked about how her iPod froze in a block of frozen water and still managed to work. And then we somehow conspired to go bar hopping dressed as nuns. And I've only kept her, I haven't only kept her, but I've kept her on my friends list for about 3 or 4 years in hopes that.
You haven't done it yet?
No, we haven't done it yet.
Let's call her up. Let's make this happen.
I don't even have her number.
I could dress like a nun.
I only have her Facebook and I see her whole life updates and I'm sure.
How's she doing? Is she doing good?
She looks like she's doing good. Yeah? I think she's doing well.
She's doing well. It's great to hear.
But you know, that's that. So how about we listen to some music right now?
That's a really good idea.
Let's do it.
Let's listen to one of your songs.
Oh,
you don't want to?
No, that's
we can
fine.
Listen to something
we can do
else.
That. That's fine. That's cool.
We put something.
I just.
What did you have in mind, Mitch?
You know,
I was just excited at the possibilities.
Well, first, let's listen to one of my favorites, Dr. Dog. The song is called The Beach, and then we'll play some Backseat Bingo right after that.
That works.
Cool. We'll be right back.
Dr. Dog.
Skid Row Radio's 800-893-9562. Please call in.
And this is Blast Off with Des Cadet.
It's a funny way of coming. Time cold, the turn into weeks. has a funny way of coming. That's a funny way of coming
Welcome back. So that song was called Yes, Yes, My Favorite.
Yes.
Tell me what that song's about. Your favorite things.
It's about liking something a lot.
Yeah, it's just about the idea of liking something.
Sometimes you like something so much that it's almost like your favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's to get people to want to embrace
liking things.
The idea of liking things.
Yeah.
And really, you know, don't ever hold back, you know, on whatever it is that you like.
Bob's really into liking things. I'm not as much.
But also excitement.
He's taught me a lot about liking things.
So we're going to go to a short, quick break, and then we'll come back with a couple more songs, and then hopefully Max will have arrived.
Yes.
And he will be our favorite.
He's one of my favorites. I like Max.
And so we'll be back. Everyone, blast off with Des Cadet.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Coram Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on skidrowstudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
was, and it was learning a game that was played by us all. Who held the top of the hill from the rest was called the king. And I is it peace to point the guns? Is it war to fire the guns? We would run with all our might, push the king off to take the hill, and to learn who is king and who makes the better serve.
That was Tijuana Panthers, Redheaded Girl, and the Minutemen with King of the Hill, which I specifically picked to just spite Mike Watt because...
We're not spiting anyone yet.
I'm spiting him. Mike Watt, I am spiting you. I challenge you to come on the radio and have a debate with me about some shit.
Yeah, call in right now.
Over booze. It'll be fun. No, I really like that song, King of the Hill. And earlier we listened to Yes, My Favorite by Backseat Bingo. And The Beach by Dr. Dog. So here I am with Mitch.
Here I am.
Here's Mitch. And
I don't know where anyone else is.
Don't know where anyone else is, but we're here.
They're probably locked out right now.
We're here and they're coming.
They're
we have Bob and Max here.
The band is
walking
here.
Into studio. Look at them.
Showing up fashionably late.
Sally come lately over here.
Max is looking pretty fashionable.
He's fashionable right now. For anyone who's not here, he's wearing a brown trench coat.
He's been
with a striped shirt and what looks like corduroy pants, but I can't be sure. We're talking about your fashion, by the way.
Okay. He's really stepped up his game recently. It's kind of making me uncomfortable.
It means you need to step up your game. Maybe you should brush your hair, Mitch.
You sound like my mom. No, literally.
You should brush your hair. Really. You know, shave.
Maybe you should brush my hair.
Maybe not.
Jameson,
Max, drink.
You drink shot glasses?
No.
No.
What do you think?
You're gonna use nature shot glass. Your mouth. Just put it in your mouth and swallow.
At least
it come natural.
Come on. So, yeah, so Lee just texted me. I'm in the Olive Center. Is this the right building?
I gotta go back.
Tell Lee he has about 18 minutes to find it, or else we can't really help him.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we're here.
What do you have to dial? Wait.
We're not dialing.
Never mind.
We're not.
Just kidding.
We have 18 minutes.
Just
not
kidding.
Wasting on trying to find someone.
I'm not.
Grr.
Jeez. Just leave everyone.
This is real radio, everybody.
This is what you guys have
what
been
happens
doing.
When, what happens when people drink and go on the radio.
So, Max, what did you do today?
He got dressed, apparently, in snazzy
clothes. I got dressed. I played a lot of drums. I was practicing today.
Told me you ate a lot of raisins.
I ate a lot of raisins about, I'd say, 45 minutes ago.
Breaking news, Los Angeles.
Look out.
Max, a backseat bingo, ate a bunch of raisins. 45 minutes ago.
45 minutes to like 43 minutes, 45 to 43.
Thank you for the accuracy. We like to be accurate here at Skid Row Studios.
Well, we're very precise people.
I could tell. You guys look precise. Like precise people.
Do we look precise?
You look precise.
I think Max looks precise.
There's one thing I do want to talk about.
I don't look precise. I need to
brush my
hair. A couple
years ago on Facebook, I was looking through people's Halloween show pictures and I saw this one where Bob here was dressed as my hero, Mr. Hunter Thompson. And I thought, oh my God, you fucking went above and beyond.
Max is the one that shaved my head.
Yeah, I have some good pictures of Max shaving his head.
His head was shaved, everybody.
I want to see those. I haven't seen
those. In a Hunter Thompson-esque bald spot.
You have the pictures of him shaving?
I don't know if I still have it.
Show the internet.
This is a radio show.
Show the internet, Mitchell. Mitchell showing the internet, everyone.
Take a good look, internet.
It was amazing, and I wish I would have been at that Halloween show. I would have been at that Halloween show. Three Halloweens later, I'm like, man, I wish I would have been there.
That was with Bastidas.
We met a lot of people.
We met your lawyer, Bob.
Oh, yeah, we met Fernando.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening.
Oh, I think someone is here. Is this Lee?
Oh, hey. Oh,
Lee, come on in.
Get in here.
Come on in.
Lee, I don't know how you found us, but come on in.
I don't know how.
He's a ninja.
The door that says Olive.
Yay. He's a motherfucking ninja.
That's a little bit racist.
No. What? I'm a ninja. I have ninja powers.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Mitch is being a racist over here. Take a seat. Put some headphones on.
Wait,
grab a microphone.
You have to drink this first.
Drink some Jameson. It is apparently going to be the custom for being on this show.
Right. It won't sound right if you don't take a sip of this first.
You have to get your.
Trust me, I'm an audio engineer.
Do that.
I noticed the sign on the door, it doesn't say Olive. It says Oiv Center.
Oiv?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know how long that's been there.
I noticed that there was not a doorman. I've never seen a doorman here.
I saw a doorman.
I've only heard vague rumors of
a
doorman.
He wasn't down there when I went down.
Really?
There was like food at his spot, but...
Oiv Center, your doorman.
Oiv Center.
Is MIA. So Lee, where are you coming from? Koreatown, clearly.
Back from work, actually.
Oh. You're on the radio.
You just got out of work?
Speaking to the microphone.
Hello.
This is Lee, everybody.
This is Lee.
Lee, what do you do? Are you in a band?
No, I'm not in a band. It's not coming on, but I work at an office.
Is his mic turned on?
Oh, there we go.
Is that working?
Hello.
He's actually helped out Backseat Bingo quite a bit.
Awesome.
He was a road manager.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The band's ninja, I guess. Unofficial manager. But yeah.
Speak closer to the microphone.
Oh.
Just you can move that.
Speak
thing.
Into the microphone. Right?
This is really all new to me.
Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. Now, I can hear
you.
Thank you
for having me over.
Thank you for coming down. I'm glad you found the Oiv Center and we didn't have a doorman to stop you.
No, there is no doorman at all.
I was just really excited that we could make outbound calls. We have 14 minutes. Is there anyone you want to call? 14. While we're here.
Oh, you know what? Let's call my mom. Let me give you mom's number. I'm going to call my mom because she's fun.
All right. Let's call Dez's mom.
We're going to call my mom.
Blast off.
Blast off. She might say some spacey, agey shit, so just kind of nod and smile that she won't be able to see. So it doesn't matter.
This is like a little weird. I'm not sure if I'm ready to meet your mom.
So let's not call my mom. Forget it.
We could call my mom.
Let's call your mom.
No.
Is your mom in another state?
She is, yeah.
What time is it over there?
Same time as here. We really shouldn't call my mom. It's like,
let's call your mom.
Let's call your mom.
We're now.
I think it'd be a good idea.
I think we should meet your mom.
We should tell her she wants something.
If we call my mom, nobody can swear.
Fuck.
Fuck that shit, man. I want to talk to your fucking mom right now.
I don't know if I could do that.
I know. That's why I told you.
We should wake up your mom in Chicago.
No, that's not a good idea, actually.
So Max is from Chicago. That's an interesting thing.
And you're from Seattle.
Bob, you're not even on your mic right now.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, whoops.
I don't know if it makes a difference.
Amateurs.
I don't know how technical this shit gets, but.
So fuck you all. We're calling my mom.
All right, we're calling Dez's mom. Can we swear in front of your mom?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
She doesn't care.
Good. Fucking A.
Fucking A.
I hear it ringing.
We are calling my mom. Her name is Venus. She's really sweet.
Wow.
She's a good mom. She brought me back home because I was in Colorado and kind of stranded. And she was like, hey, I'll bring you home. That was a lucky kind of draw. Things you do for your kids, right?
Wait, she brought you home from where?
Colorado.
How?
She bought me a ticket.
Oh.
Yeah. pretty much.
She just swung by and picked me up.
Oh, yeah, she just came and got me. Pick up, mother.
She doesn't realize it's the internet radio calling.
I should have told her that we were calling her.
Yeah, you might want to let her know because it looks like an 800 number when you call from here.
Oh, then she's definitely not picking up. She probably thinks it's the IRS. That's too bad.
We should call her and try and sell her something.
Can we leave a voicemail? Telling her that she wants something?
No.
You're taking all the fun out of calling your mom.
I am. It's my mom. I'm trying to protect her. You know, you grow up with these people and you want to protect them and they're called your parents. You don't want them to know you're drinking Jameson live on the air and swearing all over the fucking place.
I know, I sure don't.
My mother would be proud.
My mother is proud.
Can we call your mom, Max?
Let's call your mom.
No, dude, it's way too late.
Who cares?
It's like 2 hours like time difference.
It's not that late. It's like, what, 10:43 over there?
Yeah, yeah. She's a librarian, I'm sure, dude. How late? She probably goes to sleep at like 7:30.
I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from her son.
Probably.
On radio.
When was the last time
Let's tell her she wants something.
Yeah, I called my mom like 2 days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Call her again.
It's pretty good. Call her now, and she won't expect it, and she'll be like, what's up, son?
No, she won't. She definitely won't react that way.
Hmm. I really want to meet your mom.
She's pretty cool. You should meet her. Bob met her.
Yeah, I met her.
That was your mom I met, Bob.
I don't think I've met
Okay, my mom's ready. My mom is ready. She is prepped. She knows she's coming on the air. Shit might get weird.
All right.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it.
What can we address her as? Venus?
We can address her as Mrs. Desiree's mom.
Mrs. Desiree's mom. Gotcha.
Mrs. Cadet.
Mrs. Cadet.
Mrs. Cadet.
Mrs. Martinez.
The lady cadet.
So, yeah.
Are we on?
It's ringing.
Oh, it's ringing. She'll pick up.
Takes a little
up.
Bit to dial.
But she's my mom, and I love her. Pass the Jameson.
Oh.
I need this. We're going to do this. We might as well do it, right?
Hello?
Hey, Mom. You're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
So you're on the air with Backseat Bingo and Lee.
Hi, Mrs.
Hi,
Cadet.
Mom.
Hello, Des' mom.
Hi.
So, you must be proud.
I am.
Oh, don't lie to them.
What are you guys doing?
We're drinking lots of Jameson.
Live.
Oh, really?
Live on the air. Talking shit about Mike Watt, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You just won.
And you won me.
Congratulations.
20 years.
Congratulations.
For the rest of your life, you're going to be getting phone calls like this.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, she's used to it. She's used to me drunk dialing her. Remember that time I called you from La Cita, Mom? Which time, right? She's trying to identify which one.
I can't remember.
I've drunk dialed my mom plenty of times.
You're making me feel like I need to work on my relationship with my mother.
We just have a good rapport.
So what is the secret to raising a child?
Screw that. How do you raise someone as badass as me, Mom? Well,
that's what I was getting at. Mm. Yeah.
Good question.
A lot of patience and therapy.
Thanks.
Therapy. Just,
thanks,
yeah.
Mom.
It's kind of like fixing
that's
it in the mix, right?
I'm thinking about the therapy part, but not about the patience part.
Mm. Patience. Kids equal patience. Yeah, none of that.
Something I don't have.
Did you learn patience?
All of us are like.
Did you learn patience from your mom yet?
I've learned a lot from my mom.
Yeah.
I've
like
learned.
Like what?
Well, shit. Put me on the spot, why don't you?
Like what?
What?
What did you learn?
Let's talk about putting
I learned,
on the spot.
I learned how to be more open to stuff coming up and accept. I don't know. I've learned a lot from you.
So, just to be clear, this is the therapy session you were talking about, right?
No. I don't need therapy. We
I think we're having therapy right now.
I think I learned. What did I learn from my mom? I learned that.
Can we conference all our moms in right now?
Oh, here's what
Lee,
it calls.
Call
this is what I learned from my mom. I learned that you cannot water down vodka, from my mom.
Oh yeah.
I had a big.
Still find out, huh?
When I was in my youth, I was such a good girl. Hold on. Oh, I was such a good girl.
By the way,
and
we're drinking Jameson right out of the bottle.
Don't tell her that.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to tell the internet.
In
that.
My youth, I was a little bit wild and
a little.
We had this big liter of some kind of vodka at the house, right? Well, so every now and then I'd go and I'd have these little
Grey Goose.
I didn't know it was Grey Goose. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I thought it was like Smirnoff or something cheap.
Whoa.
Anyways. We had this big liter, right? So I'd go out with my friends and I'd pour a bunch into it, like a water bottle, and I'd take it with me and then I'd fill it up with water so that she didn't notice there was different levels missing.
Well, it seemed foolproof.
It did. And then one day she had a party and, Mom, why don't you finish telling that story?
And then my neighbor was there a little bit early and I asked him, do you want a drink? He goes, sure, do you have some vodka? So I poured him some vodka. And this guy's like, you know, he drinks. So right away, he knew. He goes, Venus. And I said, what? And he looks at me real funny and he says, your vodka is watered down. And I'm like, what? Damn, that's right. I'm so mad.
I came home and there's about like 10 adults who are looking at me like, did you water down the vodka? And I'm like, how did you know?
So Des, let's talk about something you did get away with.
What did I get away with?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Nothing. Oh, no, there was this one time.
Something she never found out about.
There was a couple things she did find out about that I got away with at the time, but that she didn't really know about until after the fact. I got tattoos. I'm heavily tattooed now, but I got tattoos, started getting them when I was 16. And I got my first one in Chinatown. For $15.
I thought you were going to say China.
No, in Chinatown. It would have been way cooler, but it's not. So I was in Chinatown and in the opium dens, you know, San Francisco. I was 16 and I went to this earring place in Chinatown and had a fake ID and I got my first tattoo and I signed for all my friends and we all got tattoos and I had two little stars on my chest. And so one day, me and my mom were walking downstairs and she sees this mark on my chest and she's like, oh, is that a tattoo? And I say, no, Mom, it's not a tattoo. It's permanent marker. And she only had seen one, you know. She saw both, it'd be fucking done. But she saw one. She's like, is that a tattoo? And I said, no, Mom, it's permanent marker. She's like, uh-uh. So she licks her thumb and she tries to smudge it off. And she's
super
like,
permanent.
She's like, oh, okay. And just leaves it at that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I totally got away with that. So I got away with that. And then as soon as I, you know, had my whole ribs done and a couple arm tattoos, I was like, hey, I have tattoos. And, you know, she accepts them now.
So Des's mom, when did you realize that it was not permanent marker?
What was the time we were in the car? And I
want to know what was going through your head when you tried to wipe it off. Did you realize like, oh, I can't wipe off Sharpie?
Yeah, I was just like, hey, you know what? It's your body, and it's your life. I tell her, I still tell her this.
My mom did it in a very diplomatic way. My grandmother was like, it's your body. If you want to fuck it up, that's your problem. My mom was like, oh, you know, your body's a temple. And my grandma was like, dude, you're fucking it up. That's just my opinion.
You're fucking
whatever.
Up the temple.
It's yours.
Oh, well. The temple's fucked.
Desecrated.
So, yes, Mom, you're on the air. Forever.
Uh-oh.
All across the world.
Congratulations.
And we're talking about, you know,
drinking. You won.
You won. A wonderful child. I'm here forever.
She's got her own show.
No refunds.
She's going to be calling you every week at this time.
Every week around this time. Pretty much with a bottle. Unless you want to come in studio.
We should have this certain segment, like checking in with Des's mom.
Checking in with Des's mom.
We spent about a good 20 minutes talking about our mothers and our well-beings.
We should all call our mothers.
Into a segment.
You should not tell the people that are coming in and you should like
get their number,
get their mom's numbers.
And just then I'll do all sorts of background
just
research.
Drop it on them, like conference in all their moms.
Conference all their
see
moms.
See what kind of shit goes on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mom talk.
I think
mom
that'd be amazing. Who else wants to call their mom? Anyone else want to call their mom?
I'm not going to. Let's call Bob's mom. She seems
oh
sweet.
My God.
Let's
well, stop. Hey, Mom, we're going to let you go because we have about 3 minutes left on this. But I will give you a call tomorrow, and I'm okay, and I love you.
All right, guys, have fun. Don't drink too much.
Oh, I won't.
Nice to meet you.
We'll try.
I don't even know what too much is. Bye.
Good meeting you, too.
We're just going to take care of this bottle and then recycle it. So
good night.
Right.
Or not. You better not.
Uh-huh. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
We got 3 minutes left.
We're getting more chat tips from Chinatown.
So that was my mom.
That was awesome. That was cool.
My mom's pretty cool.
Wow.
She's pretty kickback.
We just hung up on your mom.
We totally hung up. It's okay. She's used to it.
We're going
to
go party. Bye.
Bye. Yes. Like. That's like every time I drunk
that.
Don't
worry too much. You're falling behind.
So what else? What we have like about 2 minutes. We can blast off about anything else. This is the final blast off, so.
What should we talk
the
about?
The final countdown.
Let's just talk about what we should talk about.
Which is...
What have you guys been talking about?
Wait, so I have a question.
What have you guys been talking about?
Pure nonsense, but I have a question. Okay. When is... show on Saturday. Redwood. Yeah. You guys are playing.
Yeah.
You're playing last.
Yes.
Everyone needs to buy us all shots of Jameson. I'll be bartending, I think. So we'll see what happens. Ooh.
So tip your bartenders.
Tip your bartenders.
Yeah.
I always tip the bartender.
Good. You should.
Yeah. And that's that. As far as that goes.
That was the first completely silent moment I think we've had. That was nice.
It was a moment of silence of respect.
Almost an hour to get like...
I'm good at carrying conversation.
Thank God you showed up.
Jesus Christ.
I was worried you weren't going to make it.
Oh, boy. Well, we're here.
But yes, Redwood Bar.
Redwood Bar.
Who's playing? I want to know.
Bodegas. Mike Watt.
The Missing
Men. Not the Minutemen, which I'd like, but Mike Watt. Bodegas.
Are the Muertones?
Muertones.
Yes. Muertones. That's a really cool name, by the way.
Say the name, Bob.
Muertones. I think I probably said it wrong when I said their name.
It's actually not a telephone pole.
He was sorry to call you out right now, Bob, but he was calling them the Muertones for a while.
Muertones.
I think you guys feel awful.
You guys need to play with him more often.
We need to work on his Espanol.
Oh, dude. I'll take you to all the taco joints. We'll get it all set. All you need to know, if you can order
Spanish
tacos, you can speak Spanish. I'll show you everything.
Dude, I bought chicken, raw chicken today.
It's called
Spanish.
Pollo. You bought pollo.
Get it straight.
It doesn't matter. I don't know now. I just read the signs.
The polo.
It's not Paulo Loco.
Polio. I'll have an order of polio, please.
The L's are polio, double tortilla. L's mean Y. So pollo.
That means a walla.
That means Y.
What
double L's mean Y. I know it's a fucked
what
up
a
language,
crazy
man.
Language.
It's actually really simple. I don't know why I haven't completely grasped
anything other than
I know we're checking at it.
We're all staring at it.
Well, maybe we should do the countdown.
Should we countdown.
Let's do it. All right, it's like New Year's. Ready? You guys ready? All right. Goodbye, everyone. From blast off with Death.
Wait. I have a really long story I want to share with you guys.
4, 3.
Hold on. So this one time.
Blast off!
We're done!